present the 13th episode in the Green Valley Line, a story of a backcountry railroad in the early years of the 20th century. Our last episode closed on a note of disaster for the little railroad. After making a magnificent run through the mountains, Mickey Donegan and the 1290, with 31 cars of perishable freight, is stuck at Unity Station, with the train order signal against them and the wires through the dispatcher's office down. Back in the dispatcher's room at Morristown, bandits have destroyed the instruments, and young Bill Reed lies unconscious as Cary Graham enters the office.
Oh, Bill! Bill, where are you? Oh, my goodness, Bill, are you hurt? Wake up, Bill.
Oh,
dear. Bill, do wake up.
What's the matter? Oh, hello, Cary.
Bill, what happened?
Say, what time is it? How long have I been here?
Just a few minutes.
Get hold of Unity, the fruit train.
Oh, but I can't, Bill. The wires are out and the instruments are all smashed.
Hurry, get Unity.
My goodness, how can I, Bill?
Try the telephone. See if it's okay.
The phone? Oh, yes, it's all right. But there's no phone to Unity.
Never mind. Try Sunnydale. The phone's in there.
All right, I'll try. Hello? Hello, who's that? No, get off the wire, Colville. It's DS calling Sunnydale. Hello? Hello? Oh, come on. Hello? Hello, is that Sunnydale? What? All right, hold the phone. All right, Bill, I've got Sunnydale.
All right, tell him to... No, ask him how his train wire is.
Hello, Sunnydale. Try your train wire. What? It's dead? All right. Grounded east and try Unity. Hurry, it's important. Hello, it's working west? All right, keep after NY. Tell me if you get him.
If he gets Unity, have him... Tell him to clear 76. No orders. Tell him to come on through. Line clear to Morristown.
All right. Hello, SU? Hello, SU? Hello, you've got Unity? Oh, thank goodness. Listen, Morristown Dispatcher's office speaking. Tell Unity to clear number 76. No orders. Hurry. What? Oh, my gracious.
What's wrong now?
He wants to know who I am. Oh, Bill, can you come to the phone?
Sure. I guess so. Give me
Bill.
A hand. My head's going round.
All right. Take care, Bill. Hadn't I better wake Monahan?
No, there isn't time. Every minute is precious. I can make it. Oh. Oh, gosh, what a head. All right, give me that phone. Hello, Sunnydale. Have you, Benny? This is Reed speaking. We've had a raid on the office. They smashed our connections and knocked me out. All right, tell Unity to clear 76. Let her come through on schedule. No, he doesn't need any order. Hurry, Benny. Let me know when she leaves. Okay.
How do you feel, Bill?
Oh, I'm all right. Got a peach of a lump on the back of my head. Gosh, what a night.
Let me call the town exchange and get a doctor.
No, not yet. Wait till we get that OS from Unity. Once we get 76 going, I'll feel better. How much time have we dropped over this business?
About 17 minutes.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, that's nothing. Mickey will soon pick that up.
I hope so.
There's Sunnydale again.
Good. Hello, Benny. What? Oh, fine. Put this on the sheet, Cary. All right, go ahead. OS 76 out of Unity, 337. Block. Thanks, Benny. Take off your ground now and stay on that phone, understand? Okay, goodbye.
Oh. Bill, what's the matter? Oh, my goodness. Hello, yard office. Oh, is that you, Joe? Listen, get a doctor right away, will you? What? Yes, Mr. Reed is hurt. We had a raid on the dispatcher's office and the train wires are out. Hurry, Joe.
Ask how his wire's working east.
Oh, that's all right, Bill. I'll look after that in a minute. You keep quiet.
I'm all right. Say, Cary, it's lucky you were here.
Don't say so. Wait a minute. I have a yardman on the line. Oh, hello, Joe. They're getting the doctor? All right. How's your train wire? What? Working east? Good. When you get a lineman, send him over here. I think the break is just outside the depot here. They tried to lay out the 76 fruit train. Yes, she's coming all right now. We got her by phone.
I guess we fooled them that time. They never suspected we were using phones to handle trains.
Oh, Bill, do be quiet. Hello, Joe. Listen, get hold of Lawson, the first trick dispatcher. Tell him to come on duty right away. I'll watch the phones till he comes. All right, thanks, Joe.
Life on the old Green Valley. One blame thing after another. What a life.
Oh, Bill, darling, for heaven's sakes, keep quiet.
Hey, woman, don't get sentimental with me. I won't stand for it.
Gracious, if only somebody would come.
What time is this, Spider-Man boy?
Hey, listen, ain't you got a watch of your own?
Sure, but I'm just asking you.
It's just 3:27. 20, according to my ticker.
Boy, we're within a minute of being on time.
You mean a couple of minutes ahead of time? Gosh, ain't you never satisfied?
Glory be, what did I say? 4 minutes more and we'll hit the yard limits at Morristown. That's running for you.
Say, if you had strayed this hog for the last 90 miles, you wouldn't be feeling so good.
Wish no. I wonder what happened to the dispatcher's office. Sure, I hope young Gil is
hurt bad. Gosh, I hope not. You'll find out in a couple of minutes now. Hey, ease her up, can't you? We'll be running past the yard limits in a minute.
Keep your shirt on, me boy. I'll be slowing down. Now I wonder where they want this train. Can you see anybody ahead?
Sure. There's a yard hook now. He signaled to come ahead on the main line. I guess they want to make a quick shift. Easy now, Mickey. He's swinging us down.
All right, I'll be starting for an inch the depot platform.
Come in.
Oh, hello, Slim.
Hello, Spider. Come in. Have a seat, won't you? Oh,
thanks. They said you wanted to see me, else I wouldn't have disturbed you.
Oh, that's all right. I came over to my room to rest up a little. We had a pretty exciting session last night.
I guess you did all right. How's the head?
Oh, just a little sore, but not much harm done, though.
Well, what to say? What happened?
Gosh, I don't know exactly. I was just fixing up an order for you fellas at Unity. Mm-hmm. Kerry had gone down to the yard office.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, somebody yelled, "Stick him up."
Did you see the guy?
Yes, in a way. There were two of them, both masked. One was a big fellow, had a sort of scar on his chin. Didn't see the other very clearly.
Uh-huh. What did you do, Slim?
Well, I made a dive at the guy with a gun. Something hit me, and the lights went out. That's all. When I came out of it, the office was a wreck.
Wow.
The wires cut. I guess that's all.
Well, did you put the sheriff after him?
Oh, sure, but I guess it isn't much use, Spider.
No, I guess not. What else did you want to see me for, Slim?
Oh, I just wanted to have a talk, Spider. You see, I've been so darn busy. This is the first chance I've had since the day you and I drifted into Morristown.
Gee, Slim, it's only 5 weeks since we were sitting at the water tank at Hilltop Siding, waiting for the old 72. And look what happened since then.
Yes, it seems more like a year to me. Say, how long do you figure on working for the Green Valley, Spider?
Well, I usually stay through till spring, and then I head north.
Just like the ducks, huh?
Uh-huh.
I'll see here, Spider. Why don't you settle down here and save up your money?
I don't know, Slim. I've kind of got used to being a boomer. Seems like I just got to keep moving.
But supposing I give you something better than firing, huh?
You mean you'd set me up at a run of me own?
Sure. You've had lots of experience running engines.
Gosh, that's mighty white of you, Slim.
Oh, it's not that, Spider. You've been a big help to me since I started to take hold of things in the Green Valley. And I hate the thought of losing you.
Uh-huh. I sure appreciate it all, Slim. But you see, once a guy starts booming, it kind of gets into his blood. I'm just a bum, I guess.
Yeah, cut that out, Spider. You know it isn't true. You're one of the best railroad men on the Green Valley system.
Ah, cut it.
Of course, now it's none of my business, but how you ever got started as a boomer, it beats me.
Well, it's kind of a long story, Slim. I guess it wouldn't interest you.
Not unless you'd like me to know, Spider. Lots of good men get into trouble railroading through no fault of their own.
Oh, it ain't that kind of story, Slim. What set me going was a private affair.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. You see, I had been railroading ever since I was 14.
14?
Learned me trade as a machinist back in Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
Then I went firing, and pretty soon I gets a break, and was running a passenger, making good money for them days.
Well, what started you drifting then?
Well, that's what I'm coming to. I got acquainted with a gal named Sadie Morrison.
Oh,
she was
geez.
A trooper. She was a right smart gal. Had a kid about 3 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Her husband was dead. She was set on getting married again. Count of the youngster, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she couldn't take him along with her on the road, see?
And you married her?
Sure. We gets married. She was crazy about that kid.
Mm.
And for a couple of years, we was mighty happy until... Oh, shucks.
What happened? Another man?
Nah, nothing like that. The kid gets sick and goes to a hospital with typhoid.
Oh.
We done the best we could for him, but he died one day when I was out on the run. Said he took it pretty hard. Then a little while after I come home, one day she was gone. Left a note to say she couldn't stand it no longer without the kid.
What happened? Did she go back to the show business?
Sure. Up to Canada with a traveling company. Wrote me a couple of times and keeps... I keeps the home a-gone, thinking maybe she'd take a notion to come back. She never did. I lost track of her.
So that's how you started to be a boomer, huh?
Sure. The next spring, I heads north. Worked on the Grand Trunk out of Montreal for a while. Then I works me way west and down south again. Every time I hits a town or a city, I takes in all the shows, thinking maybe I'd meet up with Sadie. But, oh, shucks. It weren't no use.
And you never found her?
No. Closest I come to seeing her was on a playbill back in New Orleans. But the bill was 3 months old and the company had gone bust. Didn't get no track of her. So you see, Slim, I did have kind of a reason for turning Boomer.
I'll say so. That was sure a tough break, Spider.
Yep. Well, I reckon that's about the whole story, Slim.
Thanks for telling me. Well, suppose we change the subject.
Okay with me, Slim.
Right. Now, listen, Spider. You and I are pretty good pals, I guess.
Sure. Kind of funny, though. You being the big boss and me just a talent.
Ah, just the same. I mean it now. I want to do something for you.
Ah, sure.
Hold on now. Yeah. If it hadn't been for you, we'd never have won out on that mail contract.
Oh, now.
I hate to break up the partnership between you and Mickey, but I'm giving you the first engineer's job that comes up.
Nothing doing, Slim.
What?
It's mighty good of you. But I ain't looking for no running job.
Yes, but look here, Spider.
No, Mickey and me gets along fine.
I know.
I kind of reckon he'd be lonesome without me firing for him. I'd sooner stick with Mickey for the present anyhow.
Well, all right, Spider, but if you change your mind, the chance is still open.
Much obliged, Slim. Got another one of them fruit trains for tonight?
Sure. We made good time with the first one in spite of all the fireworks. The firm is tickled to death. Looks like we'll get a lot of business.
Fine. Well, I'll be satisfied as long as the Green Valley makes good. Guess you'll want Mickey and me to dead-hit it out on number 9, eh?
Sure. You'll get 35 cars at Brown's Pass tonight, and the same engine.
Fine. Well, then I'll be getting along.
Wait, hold on.
Oh, what's the matter?
I've got a favor to ask you.
Yeah? Well, what is it, Slim?
Spider, I want you to stay here with us on the Green Valley. Couldn't you quit drifting for a while and stick with me till we get the road back on its feet?
Well, I don't know. Well, if you want me to, I guess I...
Sure, I want you. How about it, Spider?
Well, okay, Slim. As long as you're the superintendent of this pike, I'll stick with you.
Fine, that's a go, Spider.
Sure, slip us your mitt.
And so Spider McGee renounces the life of a boomer to stay with the old Green Valley. For the moment, things seem to be straightening out on the railroad, but danger looms as the day of the shareholders' meeting approaches. President Graham is determined to force the sale to the CK&W, but a new and important character enters the game. Watch for episode 14 in the Green Valley Line.